Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Bachelors in the City. Man, it was nice this Monday having off. Didn't have to, it's a nice little break from Bachelor Nation. How about you guys?
Feels like it never ends. Even though it's like, it's over. But is it really over? Like,
we're just getting a quick break. I remember a couple of weeks ago, me and Clay were watching at the house and we were trying to live tweet. We were fucking exhausted.
It was mentally draining, man. It was like, I was like, wow, that was a lot. Just trying to live tweet and give the fans something like funny, but some like insight about what's really going on in the episode. And I was actually sweating. I was sweating more than I was sweating in a workout. And Dustin's like, dude, are you okay? I'm like, no, man. I don't know. It was a tough episode. But we got through it.
We tried our best. We get like 5 likes. I gained a follower on Twitter.
Wow.
No, speak for yourself. I got 4,000 on a couple tweets. I was throwing out some fire over there, man.
You know? Good. For the Jaguars.
No, for The Bachelor. I'll show the tweets. I'll show it to the... to our third roommates here. I know I'm the fourth, you know, after the show.
Keep bringing that one up. It feels like it might be a little bit personal.
I know. So I'm going to keep bringing it up. So you guys change it.
He gets competitive.
You change it to give me the third roommate.
You should have shown up like a month ago. We just started selling merch. So now we'd have like the third roommate merch is out there. We can't go back. It's too late.
Or you could just discontinue that merch and then the other stuff will become a collector's item. Ooh. And like you see what Dustin, if you're watching this or just listening to it, but Dustin just took a drink of an amino energy drink, right? And those are my energy drinks that I put in the apartment before I left. And now this guy's drinking my stuff on camera with me. It's unbelievable.
I needed that.
And he lost all the protein powder too, right?
He hit it from me. Missing. He hit it from me. It's all good. Anyways, guys, moving on. We are going to hit our Bachelor breakdown off season. There's a lot of stuff going on in Bachelor Nation off camera this week. And Emma, take us down the line of the news that we have.
Yeah, I figured like, why would we give up on the Bachelor breakdown when the Bachelor breakdown's always been there for us, you know?
Always.
So... one of the crazy things that happened this week, on the last episode that we did, you talked about how one of your friends and someone you know is going on this season of The Bachelorette. So a bunch of sleuths actually went through and did a bunch of digging, and they've come to a conclusion. It's JD, they think. What's your analysis on that?
They just got it right. They just got it right. Justin Diaz is going on The Bachelorette.
Do you think we can cut that clip and send it to him and see what he says?
Fake news, guys. I'm sorry. Justin Diaz is not going on The Bachelorette. Justin Diaz actually has a girlfriend, a lovely, sweet girl. So yeah, you guys are wrong. You guys could keep guessing. It is a friend of ours, me and Clay. I grew up with him. I guess that's all we'll give. I think he's going to do really well, though.
Justin Diaz was going to go on The Bachelorette at a time, and you guys would have been right. I mean, that's a good guess because he literally was going to go on, but he's not the one.
He ain't the one.
Clay, do you have any other hot cousins that we can expect to see?
Wait, you think Andrew's hot?
Andrew's so hot.
We just don't look at Andrew. Like we've known, like we've hung out with Andrew for so long. We honestly, like, we don't look at Andrew like that. And it's pretty hilarious because like my perception of Andrew is just so funny because obviously he's my cousin and I've known him for so long. And then like the world's perception of Andrew is just, it's like hilarious to me.
Andrew got big time on us, Clay. He got big time on us.
Andrew did get big time. I love the kid to death, but he, you know, from a kid sleeping on my couch, you know, to, Bachelor Andrew, you know, it's, you know, the kid turned into Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, but hey, it's good, man. It's a different people react different ways, but we still hang out and have fun. But, you know, Andrew's a big time guy now, you know, he's that celebrity, you know, that's his persona. And me and Dustin joke around about it, man. Like, man, Dustin's like, yo, me and you got Andrew on the show. Now you don't want to mess with us no more, man. It's crazy. But, you know, it's all good. No, we love Andrew and have a good time with him.
actually, speaking of Andrew, Andrew is actually doing Bachelor Live. I haven't talked to him about it, but it seems like he's having a fucking field day. I saw some videos of him on stage just living it up. It looks really good. I'm not going to lie. It looks fun.
Oh, it's what he should be doing. Honestly, he needs to have a live on stage gig. He's dancing. He's twerking. He's doing all that. He's getting the crowd involved. The people are loving it. No, he's living his best life. If there's one thing that Andrew would love to be doing, it would be something like that. Dancing with the stars, something along those lines would be what Andrew would love to do, you know, on stage, just in front of an audience, you know, talking to people. That's his dream job. And I think this will open a lot of doors for him.
Hollywood. I'm going to start calling him Hollywood.
So long as he keeps picking up the tab.
Yeah, he started picking up some more tabs, man. It's been a lot of years to where I've been picking up a lot of tabs. But yeah, he's starting to pay now all these ad deals he's getting, you know. And so it's time to repay the old cousin for all those years of picking up the tab.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're finally getting paid.
Absolutely.
Other Bachelor news. Apparently, Caitlin Bristow didn't know she wasn't going to be hosting The Bachelorette until she saw it unfold live on TV. Do you buy that?
Wait, why wouldn't she?
So who's hosting, Jesse?
Yeah, Jesse Palmer is still hosting.
Oh, did they say it?
She did not get the invite.
I don't remember them announcing it.
They haven't announced anything, but it was kind of the lack of an announcement. And she just sat at home and watched the finale live and they didn't say she'd be coming back. So she kind of took the hint.
I don't think that means...
Well, here's the thing. She didn't host... Yeah. Didn't she host the last season of the Bachelor as well?
She hosted The Bachelorette and then...
So she never hosted The Bachelor?
No, she's never hosted The Bachelor. But okay. She was kind of... maybe expecting to come back for The Bachelorette. And I was personally rooting for it because I kind of like the idea of a former Bachelorette leading The Bachelorette in the same way that Jesse was a former Bachelor and he got to lead Clayton through it a little bit. But apparently they're just going full steam ahead with Jesse, which not a bad thing.
He did a good job and he was a former Bachelor. I think he's perfect for it. I mean, that's his gig. You know, he does a college football game day. He's obviously... you know, experienced in that case. But I understand what you're saying. You know, why not have a woman lead a woman and a man lead a man is like that confidant. I think that could be a really cool thing. And especially with two women leads, which me as a guy, when I saw they're doing two women, I said, why can't we just pick one? I go, so you're not going to make two guys do it, make a guy share the spotlight, but now you got two women that have to share the time. Like, that's unfair.
And potentially share the
one
men.
Woman. And share
what
the
if
men.
They both fall in love with the same guy or a guy?
Exactly. Yeah. It's just so, I think that it's contrived drama. And I think that one man, one woman, why are we switching it up for the women? Make them share it. It just, to me, it was like a little weird.
I don't think Caitlin's old enough. They need someone more of a, like, I don't want to say senior. I don't think Jesse's that old, but someone that's just aged and, like good wisdom, good years, like a father figure. That's what Chris was, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think Jesse's great because, I mean, here's the best thing about Jesse. Is he was a fourth round draft pick, 125 overall. You know who another guy that was a fourth round draft pick, 125 overall pick?
God.
That's crazy. What are the odds that we were the same exact draft pick, the same round? It's incredible.
Oh,
there has to be something there.
I sense a deep, deep friendship brewing there.
Yeah, I just heard that.
No, we're all like Jesse comments in all my pictures. I invite him to be our flag football quarterback. He says he's in.
Are you serious?
I think that's cheating.
Yes. I'll look at my last Instagram reel. Jesse, me and him have been going back and forth. And I said, hey, we're doing a flag football team in New York. We need a quarterback. I think Jesse Palmer is going to be our flag football team quarterback. We're going to have the best flag football team in the city.
How many former NFL players are you allowed to have on your rec league team before it's considered cheating?
We're going to get Dale Moss, you know. We got, you know, me.
So he's football, basketball.
Yeah, Dale was a football player. He played in the NFL.
Chap's really good.
Yeah, Chap played college football. I think who else we got NFL guys?
So you guys are just stacking the roster.
Stacking it up.
Feels a little bit rough because, like, say me and my friends show up to play flag football, and it's people like Clay all meet up at the line. Clay's bicep is the size of my thigh. Like,
I don't know if Clay would be a great flag football player though.
I wouldn't be, honestly. Honestly, that's what I always say. That's why I never wanted to play flag football, because we're physical players. Like, we love the contact. We love, like, in flag football, it's non-contact. So these little frat boys are just really quick, and they're soft as tissue paper. If you touch them, they crumble. Would never cut in any organized football game. But they're going to be awesome at flag football. If you touch me, that's a foul. You know? And I'm like, dude, like, this isn't football. You know, I'm a physical dude. I love the contact. You know, I want to be physical and assert my dominance because of my strength and power. That's how I play football. In flag football, you can't do any of that. So if you touch the guy, it's a foul. So I'm like, dude, I'm going to be so bad at flag football. But hey, it was
really fun. Well, speaking of flag football, we're going to start coaching some kids, inner city kids here in New York City on flag football and basketball once a week, starting then sometime in April. We'll be coaching. We're going to do a little coaching. So stay tuned for that, guys. Have you guys ever seen the movie Kicking and Screaming?
Yes, I have seen that movie.
Will Ferrell. That's going to be me. I'm going to get into it. I'm going to be awesome. Acting a fool. I'm going to be acting like Dicko on the sidelines. Throwing
the
Gatorade
cooler.
But you
don't really know how to play football.
What's that?
So how are you going to coach it? But you don't really know how to play football. So how are you going to coach it?
Are you kidding me?
Ooh.
Are you kidding me?
No, I mean, what did you say? The Tampa Bay Buckeyes or something? Wasn't that your quote from
when
we were talking preseason football this past year?
That wasn't. Doesn't matter.
Couldn't
what I
me.
Said. Anything. I used to be pretty good, actually. I was a receiver in high school. And I did. I left high school to play basketball for 2 years. After the 2 years, I was like, I don't know if this is for me. Maybe I should go back to football. I was still able to get a full ride scholarship after 2 years of not playing football to go Division II. Just saying, hey, but then I quit. Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. That's that's okay. You know, speaking of New York and all these events that we're doing, I got a tidbit that you guys probably don't know about, but New York,
okay,
this weekend, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, but is going to turn into Bachelor Central. Blake Hortzman, one of my good buddies, is planning this huge show that he's doing out in New York City. All of Bachelor Nation's coming to it, apparently. Apparently, it's just going to be a huge event. All the Bachelor people are going to be there, and it's at Pier 36 from like 4 to 7. And it's going to be huge. Like Bachelor, like everybody said, like, hey, are you going to Blake's event? I'm like, how many people are going to this thing? Like, everybody's going to this event at Blake's show. I just gave him a bunch of free advertising there, but
yeah, the least you can do is come on the pod now. Hey, Blake.
I know. I just gave him a lot of shout outs right there.
There you go. Yeah. It's hosted by Nomad's Place. These guys that throw parties, they're going to rent a yacht. He's going to be DJing on the yacht, and it's going to be apparently the party of the spring, New York City. So, party. I can't be there. I'm actually going to be officiating a wedding in the name of love.
That's hilarious, by the way. I love that you're doing that. I won't be there either. I have an appearance for The Bachelor on stage at a hotel that I had agreed to a long time ago. So I'm going to be doing that instead of being at Blake's party in Chicago. I might fly back, but since it's so early, I don't think I'd make it. It's at 4 o'clock.
Never too late.
Dang.
All right. So moving on, Colton's getting, wait, he got engaged?
He got engaged.
Colton Underwood released his engagement pics.
The pics were so cute.
Were they?
They were really nice pictures. It's very much so that like outdoorsy engagement sort of vibe, which I feel like is tried and true when it comes to engagement pictures. Do you think that he's going to have a sponsored or televised wedding given everything that has happened leading up to this marriage?
Absolutely. Colton's a buddy of mine. We were on the same season of the Bachelorette. We both are from Illinois. We both played in the same conference, the Missouri Valley Football Conference. He was an All-American at Illinois State. I was at Missouri State Rivals. Both played in the NFL, so we had a lot in common. I've hung out with him a few times in Denver, probably like 3 or 4 times in Denver. We played basketball. He's actually a really good basketball player. But Colton does love that limelight, you know? So I think that's something that they'll do. You know, he's a public figure. He's got a lot of fans. So I think it'll be like a public event. I think it'll be good to, honestly, I think it'll be good just to get awareness out there for, you know, for couples like Colton, that you can celebrate your wedding just like anybody else celebrates their wedding. There's no difference. People are happy for you. I love the engagement photos. I know there's some people saying some bad stuff to Colton. He's shown it on his Instagram stories and stuff. I'm like, hey, love is love. Let the guy have his beautiful wedding, his beautiful pictures. And I couldn't be happier for him. You know, I know he's been through a lot throughout the show and the Cassie stuff, but I'm happy for him. And I think he deserves to have this beautiful wedding and to have it on TV or broadcast or in the news any way he wants it. So
what were people saying?
Well, there's a lot of people saying about the Cassie thing, you know, hey, he should never been the Bachelor. He did all this stuff because if he really thought that, and you got to realize that like what he said is like, hey, I was trying my best because I didn't think I'd be accepted. I was trying as hard as I could to be straight. And I tried to fight it, but you know, this is me and this is who I am. And, you know, and there's a lot of people that were, you know, not happy about that. You know, there's a bunch of critics out there for everything you do. So, but, you know, yeah.
Let that boy live. I remember actually, Clay, I think it was like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, you were talking to me and you were like, yo, I might be going to Denver for this Netflix thing. I think Colton's coming out or something like that. And I was like, what? Yeah, he told me. This is how I found out about it. This was like maybe a year before it went live on Netflix.
I went out there and me and him talked and me and a couple of guys, but it just never made the final cut for the Netflix documentary. He wanted me to come back out for his like his celebration and a couple. I'm like, it just wouldn't work in my schedule to like add to our segment. So it never made like the air. But yeah, I was out there in Denver with my brother and Colton called me to a gym. I was one of the first people he told. He's like, hey, you know, I'm coming out because, you know, I was a guy that could relate, like know what he felt when he was in the NFL locker room and how hard that would be to come out in an NFL locker room. I mean, I know the guys joke. It's not nothing bad with NFL players, but you put all that masculinity, 53 sweaty guys on a football field. A lot of them are meatheads, you know, whatever. And you get in the locker room and, you know, some people just handle things differently. And, you know,
horseplay.
Some people have, you know, crazy views. Yeah, horseplay. And then obviously, like, you know, you're all showering together. You're all doing all that. So it's like this whole thing that we were talking through. We're both from the same part of Illinois and everything. So I went on the show. Never made the air. But yeah, I was one of the first people Colton told about that.
Well, that's actually really cool. I can't believe they would cut you out of it. But
yeah, they cut my ass.
If they ever put in like the extended scenes, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. I was working out with Colton with my shirt off too. We both took our shirts off. We're doing pull-ups together. I thought it was some great TV. You know, I was like, yeah, bro, like I don't care that you're gay. You know, our shirts were off. And we were working out, like getting a pump in. He's telling me all this stuff. And we're just going back and forth. And that was a scene in Netflix. Like, bro, I mean, if you're gay, what's that mean to me? It doesn't mean anything to me. I think we're going to be friends either way, you know, and I just wish you, I want you to be happy, be authentically yourself, whatever makes you happy is, you know, and I think everybody is, you know, the right to be happy is an inherent right that everybody should have.
He has done a lot for the franchise by coming out because it is a very heteronormative franchise in that it's The Bachelor, a bunch of women court that person. It's just inherently very, very heteronormative. And the first person who really broke that mold was Demi with her relationship in Paradise. And now we're getting to see Colton's story as well. So it's cool. Diversifying. We want media to be more representative of people. And people want to be able to like see themselves in that. And 100%. So when it comes to diversity of all kinds, whether it's racial diversity, whether it's age, whether it's sexuality, any of those things. We want to see all of that in one space.
Yeah. As many problems as I have with the franchise, they've done a good job. Like as far as like the racial diversity, you know, people were yelling, like, why is everybody, now that you see a lot of Black Bachelor and Bachelorettes, you know, same with the, you know, being inclusive with like Demi and some of them, but.
We probably would have went a lot further if we came in a different time, Clay.
No, I know, man. I know.
We might've had a chance.
You guys could be the new Andrew Spencer.
Speaking of, though, just want everyone to know we are always allies of the gay community. We are here. Man, last summer, me and Clay went to Pride here in New York and had a ball.
We did.
Like, we had a phenomenal time. Yeah, that's why I actually went
back. I was pretty drunk.
We had a good time. That was funny, going on top of that.
That was a fun night.
We went on this rooftop.
I've never been hit on more in my life, man. I'm like, hey, man, like, I think, you know, like, I'm not, you know, guys come up to me, hey, you're very attractive. Can I buy you a drink? Like, yeah, I'd love to have a drink with you, but I just want to be transparent. I'm actually, you know, I'm into women. You know, I think you're an attractive guy, but just not my, you know, it's not my preference. But let's have a drink.
Didn't stop him from buying us drinks. Remember the guy with the champagne bottle? He was getting us lit. Man, good times. Yeah.
That was fun.
That sounds like an absolute blast.
Yeah, you missed out.
Something that happened last week, actually, that we could have brought up last time, but I figured, since we'd give Clay the opportunity to fall for the whole football thing again and see if he got really animated, I wanted to bring up, it looked like Joe beat you in the St. Patrick's Day 8K.
What's up with that, man?
Is that correct? Grocery store Joe, did he come
all right,
like 8 minutes ahead?
8 minutes wasn't 8 minutes. It was 2 minutes. He beat me by 2 minutes. And listen, I don't like to make excuses. I have a David Goggins mentality. I like to do things that suck. I've never ran over 2 miles my entire life. I didn't train for this, not one day. Didn't train one day. I weigh 250 pounds. Joe weighs 175 and he runs. He runs a few times
Joe
a week.
Weighs one,
I never run.
He's soaking wet.
175, yeah, whatever. I didn't even have running shoes. I had to run in squatting shoes. I didn't have running shoes. I tried to go to the store the day before, didn't even have running shoes. I did all that, weighing 250, never training, and I still only came in 2 minutes behind, and I was in the upper one-fourth of all the male runners in the whole thing. And I finished. Never ran over 2 miles my entire life.
It's pretty good.
So if you give me some time to train, I'm weighing 250. I cut down maybe to 225. I actually have some running shoes. And I actually went out the day before one of my friend's birthday. I had a few too many cocktails. You cut all that out, I might win the damn thing. I might be Forrest Gump out there. Just take off. I don't know. So this was a good start.
Clay had told me that I think he wants to run the half marathon, the Brooklyn half marathon.
Half marathon.
That's in May. That's coming up soon. So he's got some training to do. Maybe the grocer will want to get in there as well. Maybe we could put up a little bet.
Yeah, he's moving to New York City. He'll be out there. He'll be out here in a couple of weeks, man. Him and Serena. Love him and Serena, by the way. I got to hang out with them in New York. Got to hang out with them in Chicago. We went out. We got grabbed some drinks. She's just a really cool girl. I mean, Joe found himself a good one there, man. They're the real deal. They're the real deal. You know, they're very comfortable together. They have fun. Spend a lot of time together. And, you know, Joe was one of my single friends. You know, Dustin left me for New York and I was still in Chicago. And every weekend, it was just me and Joe, man. But I'm just happy for him. He found his chick. It's good.
She actually, I don't know if you saw, she was in the news this week for Bachelor Nation as well. She has been replaced on Bachelor Happy Hour by Michelle Young.
I thought, Serena got a new job. I thought, I'm not sure. I know Serena got a new job in the Bachelor world.
Okay, because I know that she was subbing in for a while on Bachelor Happy Hour. So Tayshia got canned originally, and then they had like a roto from Clickbait. So she was over at Clickbait with Joe and Natasha, and then Tia came in and is now doing that spot. And then Bachelor Happy Hours had like a rotating second host for a while, but they announced, I believe yesterday, that Michelle Young is going to step in and take that spot permanently. And Serena has been bumped from the lineup.
Hmm.
So Bachelor Happy Hour. So I know there was Clickbait. Clickbait's Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Bachelor Happy Hour. I thought Serena was doing a different podcast, but I'm not sure how that goes. She was telling me something. I don't remember. It's all the CTE, you know, the old football thing.
Yikes.
Just kidding, guys.
big yikes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't listen to the other podcast channels, but maybe she didn't like it. Maybe she doesn't want to be on it. Who knows? Hard to say.
No, word on the street was that Tayshia was hard to work with. You know, I love Tayshia. We were together on Bachelor in Paradise. You know, me and her were both from the first day to the last day. I love Tayshia. Spent a lot of time with her. But apparently, through the grapevine, she was difficult to work with. I don't know what that means. I don't know. That's just a rumor that I heard. And that Michelle, you know, got the job when, you know, they decided that Tayshia might not be the right fit. So
interesting.
I don't know.
Because, like, Tayshia's been scrapped completely. And she removed the mention of hosting The Bachelorette from her Instagram description.
Yeah, if she's not doing it anymore, I mean, that would make sense to remove it from your bio.
Yeah.
I mean, I still put NFL in my bio, even though I hadn't played on any teams for years. But that's another story. You know, why not? You know, living in the past a little bit.
And then the final thing we'll hit before we wrap this. There's a rumor that Mike Fleiss kind of debunked, saying that Paradise is going to get canceled. And then he tweeted saying, there's no way in hell this is going to happen. And that tweet has since been deleted. Can you guys let us know what any of this means to you?
I don't think it's canceled.
Dustin, go for it.
I mean, I don't know what it means, but I would almost say there's no way they're going to cancel it.
They're pumping out so many Bachelor shows. There's no way they canceled Paradise. I tell you what, though, some of these guys got real upset real quick. Were real scared. The ones that are planning on going on Paradise. Paradise is canceled. Here's my chance to become a huge influencer.
I already know who you're probably talking about, dude. They're saying Paradise is canceled, dude. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
No, that would scare a lot of Bachelor contestants and, you know, the people that are, you know, setting up, shooting out their DMs, setting up the girls they're going after, you know, the jockeying for position, you know, the followers, the people who have the best, you know, the ranking of the Bachelor, you know, they set themselves up in Paradise. So I don't think there's a way Paradise is canceled. I think a lot of people actually enjoy that more than they enjoy the actual Bachelor or Bachelorette. So that wouldn't make sense to me.
I would agree. I feel like it's more toxic. It's more fun. It's more relationships to follow as opposed to just following everyone date one person. You get a little bit more depth to the storyline when there are a lot of people. I hope that it's not canceled because it is the most fun. And I know that most of the people who would want to go to Paradise would be devastated to not get that all expensive paid trip to Mexico.
I don't think it's a trip. I just think it's the exposure.
It's an opportunity.
But
yeah, going on Paradise is the difference between gosh, I hate to say it, guys, but yeah, you make some great money from going on Paradise and coming off in a relationship. Like,
if you come off in a relationship,
you get your heart broken.
Look at the track record, man.
You get your heart broken.
Or you get your heart broken, and that's
ooh, like Natasha. You get a Natasha moment where you skyrocket. She went up like 300,000 Instagram followers or something like that.
I was just talking to Clay about this because he went to go hang out with them the other day. And I was like, man, yeah, I don't know if Natasha likes me. Like, I never talk shit about her. I just talk shit about the issue of her having a podcast and her getting all this time and them really focusing on
it. It was brought up. Dustin, it was brought up.
Oh,
I'll just say that. I'm not going to say what we were talking about, but Dustin, it was definitely brought up with Natasha.
Hey, but, I mean, she's winning.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Natasha, from her perspective, man, and I see both sides of what it looks like, but honestly, like Natasha had a tough time in Paradise.
Oh, she'll for
sure. I just want to tell you, like, she didn't, like, dude, that's, she was trying to date this guy and it didn't happen. And I know what you're saying. It's like, yo, these guys work for The Bachelor. They're giving them a good at it because they want them to continue to work for them and bring in more viewers for their podcast. You know, so the people that work for them, they're going to tell to go on to Paradise and we're going to give you a good at it so you bring more viewers, more people like you to our podcast.
That sounds like a conspiracy.
I see what Dustin's saying. I see what Pete's saying. But in Tasha's defense, she's like, I didn't have a great Paradise. What are you talking about? I went out there and I was trying to date this guy. And he kind of plays me for a girl that he was talking to before he got there. And I'm like, you're right. Like, your Paradise was not fun. You know, so I get both sides.
I never said it. I never said her Paradise was fun, and
I'm Sweden. I'm Sweden. I'm neutral.
I just said, I shitted on the show's mentality of really blowing this whole thing up. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, it sucks to get rejection. I get it. It sucks. But they were like really focused on this for so long. Yeah, I was like, oh my God. But, you know, I mean,
also, it's totally Switzerland. It's Switzerland, not Sweden.
Excuse
it's
me.
Okay.
We'll edit that out. But I said no, Sweden, Switzerland, that. Switzerland, nope. Sweden, Switzerland.
Switzerland. I'm yeah. Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Oh, good chat.
All I'm saying is paradise is temporary. Followers are forever.
Kind of. Yeah. Mine are going away.
Not really. I not get really it. At all. That was not a good metaphor or allegory at all.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, people like, yo, I was asked more than once if I wanted to get engaged and, you know, let know how good it would look to get engaged on TV. And for me, I'm like, we're not even close to getting engaged. Like, I was open to it. But like when with my paradise with Nicole, they're like, you know, well, you can get engaged and you can date. Hey, no, if I'm going to get on a knee and propose to someone to me, I'm marrying them. You know, we're getting married. And I didn't feel comfortable doing it. I'm like, I don't care how many Instagram followers you give me and you're going to go to these post shows and get put on these talk shows and ABC or whatever and go on the media circuit if you get engaged and get put on their social medias. Like, no, like I'm not there. Like, I'll leave and date Nicole is what I felt, but we had not progressed to that point to where I was ready for a proposal. Like, let's see how we work in real life, you know? And I've said this a million times, and it's funny how the edit works. I literally said to him 65 times, he asked me the same question. Where are you at with Nicole? I go, I'm falling in love with Nicole. I'm not, you know, I'm falling in love with her. I want to date her outside of the show. I think it would be great to see how our lives work together when we meet each other's family, we meet each other's friends, and we go from there. Well, how come I answered these same questions a billion times? They didn't show it once. Why didn't you wire? I go, my answer is not going to change. I want to date Nicole. I want to leave with her. I'm not ready to get engaged. I'm not ready. I'm falling in love with her. I'm just not in love with her. I'm like, do you guys really want me to lie and say, hey, I'm just so in love with you? I'm like, I'm starting to feel those feelings. Not there yet. You want me to get engaged? I don't know if it's going to work. I know most of the couples, the majority of them do that, you know, get engaged for 6 months and then, oh, break up. It was heartbreaking. It just didn't work. Okay. I'm not going to do that. I'm not just going to do that for the views, for the followers, for the TV aspect of it. So if you don't play ball with them, they'll try to maybe make your edit look a little worse than it should have. And not show things when you're explaining yourself, or use the conversations and tweak them in a way to try to make you sound like a villain and like you're not making sense or things in those terms. And that's one thing that's tough with the show. You know, you give them mm-hmm. the full capacity to do what they want with whatever your storyline is, whatever they feel, if they want to make you a villain, if they want to make you a hero. Editing's incredible. Where they can take the time and the place of a certain interaction and change it completely.
Well, at this rate, we're going to have to bump you up to third roommate because you're spilling a lot of tea out here.
And that's the tea.
Well, I mean, you really, people like, is The Bachelor real? Here's what I say. When you're there, it feels real. It feels like you're feeling these relationships. It really feels real. It's real people, real interactions, real relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a cool show, but you got to take it for what it is before you start, you know, yelling, murdering people. You know, you got to realize, hey, maybe some of this stuff was fabricated or manipulated in a certain way.
Clay, we should go back on reality TV, Just Not Looking for Love.
Yeah, we actually, me and Dustin, we're not going to say what show, but there's a competition show that hit both of us up recently. And me and Dustin were talking about, not going to say it. I think there's some confidentiality stuff. You know, me and Dustin might be, there's a possibility that we could be competing against each other in something. But we'll have to keep you guys updated with that.
We're not going to be competing against each other. We got to be on the same team. We got to know that we're coming home. We're bringing the bread home to pay this rent.
The rent for the apartment that only Dustin seems to live in.
Yeah. Dustin's living like a king over there, man. Him and his girlfriend having a great time in this 3-bedroom, nice apartment in New York City. Me and Pete gone. Dustin just living it up out there, man. Now he's probably looking at Kat right now like, hey, babe, you're right. We got this whole place to ourselves, drinking my my energy drink right now. It looks great for him. Perfect. Yeah. Wow. You're welcome, Dusty.
All right, so that's the tea, guys, from Mr. Harbor. He definitely spilled quite a bit. Take it and run. Is that all that you guys have? I think that's all I have.
That's all I've got this week. I'm looking forward to more tea next week.
More tea. All right, let's get going.
Yeah, we'll have more tea. I love tea.
Bachelors in the City is hosted by me, Peter Weber.
And me, Dustin Kendrick. This podcast is produced by Red Rock Music.
Our producer is Emma Martins, and our executive producer is Red Yoakum. Our audio engineer is Enrique Hinojosa. Subscribe and like or review wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the show on Instagram at Bachelors in the City Podcast.
Got questions for us about the show, life, or really whatever? DM at Bachelors in the City Podcast on Instagram for a chance to be a featured third roommate.
We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening and sign up for our membership program to become an honorary third roommate.
Join now for $3 per month and enjoy the episodes ad-free.
Click the link in the episode description so you can move in.